KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
And Kathy Dawes, and we still have with us Michelle Hobb, Director of Menlark Hills Parkinson's Program, and also Terry Olson with East Side and West Side Market. And I know we've been talking, of course, about the race quite a bit, but also a pasta party that you wanted to mention too, Michelle.
Yes, we're excited to have a pasta party on Friday night. It's from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Holiday Inn campus. We also have a wonderful speaker this year. As I mentioned earlier, we always try to provide education in what we do. And the Michael J. Fox Foundation is actually coming to town. And they're going to be putting on a presentation for us at 6:30, again, at the Holiday Inn campus. They're going to be talking a lot about what their 2016 research data tells them, talking also about what kind of research they currently have going on, and what the future of treatment in Parkinson's looks like. So it's a real honor to have the Michael J. Fox Foundation here in Manhattan.
And I know we've talked before, Michelle, but there's just so many things. And obviously some of your programs, your boxing, I know is so popular. But there's a lot of things you can do to really help a person. I mean, Parkinson's is not fun to live with, but you kind of make it a little more fun than it would be, perhaps.
Well, you know, depression and apathy are one of the biggest symptoms that people with Parkinson's experience. And so we find it really important for them to learn how to develop those relationships and kind of having that commitment to other people when they exercise and they come to the meetings. So it's a way for them to work together and to kind of build accountability. And it's amazing the relationships that people form in our groups.
I can second that, because my dad benefited so greatly from getting out of the house and getting to those exercise programs. And it's geared to people that have trouble walking and have trouble with mobility. It's a seated exercise program. And this is not just open to people that live at Menlark Hills. It's open to, and Menlark Hills is a great place to live if you have Parkinson's, because they have all of this help for you. But if anybody in the surrounding area can come to these exercise programs for free. And I can't emphasize enough how much better exercise is than everything else that can be done for Parkinson's. It's just amazing, the lasting benefits of exercise. So another side note on just how much fun this race is as a participant. After you get done with the race, we have a great expo area. Cox Brothers Barbecue, their father had Parkinson's, comes with barbecue and free beer, and then we have our little fruit market set up. So it's just a great venue after the race, and you're racing lakeside, so it's nice and cool out there.
Well, as you say, the social interaction too. I mean, aside from just, and I know what you mean about exercise. I finally got a walk in this weekend, and I've been terrible about exercise, been so busy this summer, and you just feel better.
Oh, definitely. And there's plenty of research to show that there's tremendous benefit from exercise. Cycling and seated exercises, they're all great for Parkinson's.
Okay. Michelle, yes. Any more to add on that note?
Yeah. And another thing that I just remembered, too, we want to share that makes our venue and our expo area so wonderful is, like, JNC Imaging is going to be there again this year. They're going to have a little photo booth area, and then they are our official photographer. So they take amazing pictures of people throughout the event. So it's just going to be wonderful. Also, Willie the Wildcat and the K-State cheerleaders will be there on Saturday morning at 7:30. So come on out. You can still register at the Holiday Inn campus from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock on Friday night. And then you can also come out on Saturday morning to Tuttle Creek between 6:30 and 7:30 and get registered.
And, you know, Terry, I appreciated something you said about your dad. I know I had a father-in-law that had Parkinson's, and him, brilliant mathematician. And he got to the point where he would hardly, you know, even talk, because he realized that he would have trouble and almost became a little bit of a recluse toward the end. And,
yes.
And I think, unfortunately, that happens all too often.
Just the community of coming together in our once-a-month meetings helped my dad so much. I think my dad, being a competitive person, he liked seeing people that were doing worse off than him. And it was just great for him to come together and share stories about going to the doctor and whatever. Great social interaction with other people with Parkinson's at our monthly meetings.
You have quite a large group now, Michelle, and
we
I'm sure
really
it varies
do.
Depending on the program. And
Absolutely. We also provide services for individuals. Right now, our youngest member is 42 years old, and then we have an individual that's 92 years old. So we have a really wide range. And along with that, all of our services are fit to meet each of those individual needs. So we have a young onset group that meets in the evening to help support those that are still working and raising families. And then we also have things that happen during the day. Our exercise classes, you can do them seated, you could do them standing. We have boxing classes that you come to and you would never know that those individuals have Parkinson's. So we have a wide range of services. And then like our monthly education meeting that we had here in August, we had 70 people attend that meeting. So our growth in people coming and taking advantage of our services is really been amazing. And that's our whole mission, is to try to serve everybody that can benefit.
I appreciate you mentioning someone as young as 42, because mm-hmm. it used to be, I think we thought it happened to our elders. And of course, Michael J. Fox showed mm-hmm. us that's not the case at all. I'm trying to remember how old he was when he first developed it. But it can happen at a very young age.
Yes, definitely. And a lot of times even they're having symptoms prior to that diagnosis in their 40s. But they just may not be aware of it, that that's what it is. So, in fact, people have lost already 80% of their dopamine-producing cells before they start displaying physical outward symptoms of the disease.
And let's go over that while you're here. We have another 5 minutes. I mean, sure. What are some of the symptoms?
So the hallmark symptoms that we see are the tremors. And, in fact, a lot of times people think that if you don't have tremors, you don't have Parkinson's. Well, that's not necessarily the case. But we do often see a unilateral presentation of tremors or shaking in the body, and then it progresses to bilateral. So that is one of the hallmarks, the bradykinesia, or the slow movements. So everything just seems to be slowed down. We also see postural instability. So we can see more frequent falls. So those are the primary symptoms.
Terry's writing your notes. Terry, go ahead and share with us.
if you suddenly stop swinging your arms while you're walking, reduced sense of smell, small handwriting is a big indicator. If you notice your handwriting is getting smaller, those are three big indicators.
Yes, definitely.
I'm looking at my notes. I guess I'm fine. I have terrible handwriting, but good to know. Looks like we might have a call coming in. But, you know, anything else? And, you know, the thing of it is, I think sometimes people are in denial. We've talked about this before, too, Michelle. We do have a phone call. Terry, you'll need a set of headphones to hear what our listener has to say. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. I'd love to make it to your exercise programs, but I can't. I found out I had Parkinson's 6 years ago, and I'm 52. But is there anything I can do when I'm eating, any kind of exercises about the drooling? I'll get off the phone and listen to you.
Not sure if you have access to the internet or not, but I have found some wonderful exercise programs on YouTube. If you have a friend that maybe can help you find that on the internet, there are some great seated exercises available. Some of these just individuals have developed great Parkinson's focused exercise programs that are just free to see online.
Michelle, do you have more to add?
Yes, I would encourage you to meet with a physical therapist as well to get your complete abilities assessed, looking at both balance and strength and gait. And then they can help develop a very personalized exercise program for you to do at home as well. It's really important to find out where your weaknesses are first and foremost, and then work on those exercises there. And then, as Terry mentioned, there definitely are some great resources. Also at MetalArc, we have a resource library where we have books and we have DVDs that you can check out and borrow for free. Just return them when you're done. So lots of exercise programs that you can check out from us at MetalArc. The other thing I would say, your question about drooling, definitely talk with your physician who's prescribing your Parkinson's medication. Sometimes that can affect the amount of saliva that you're producing. What often happens is that, as we talked about a slow movements, we also have some autonomic changes with Parkinson's. What that means is that we're not swallowing as often as we normally would. So that tends to lead to the drooling. So making a conscious effort to swallow before you speak, that's something that can really help. And then there are some more elaborate things that can be done. But again, working with a speech-language pathologist, working with your neurologist is really important when you have those kinds of concerns.
All wonderful information. Only about a minute left if there's anything you're wanting to hit real quickly. I'm guessing your events, you'll probably want to hit one more time, Michelle.
Yeah, definitely. Please come out and join us at the Holiday Inn campus at 6:30 on Friday night for the Michael J. Fox Foundation. And we'd love to see you out at the Speedy PD Race for Parkinson's at Tuttle Creek State Park on Saturday, August 26th.
Terry, you want to add any more before we wrap up?
Just one more thing for the gentleman with exercise. If you can find a good used stationary bike, cycling is wonderful for Parkinson's. That might be an option for you.
Well, that does make a lot of sense, too.
Very good.
Well, we still have about 30 seconds. Anybody else want to just kind of throw in a word or two? But it's always a pleasure to have both of you, and I know.
We have some very talented people in our group that may be displaying some art at the event the night before when you pick up your packets, and the speaker, there will be people in our group that produce art in various forms, and we'll have that on display. So definitely try to come out to the night before event.
Sounds like a wonderful, exciting time for all. Well, appreciate both of you stopping by, and then Becky earlier, of course, too. Michelle Hobb, Director of Meadowlark Hills Parkinson's Program, also Becky Fitzgerald on earlier with us, Development Director Meadowlark, and Terry Olson, East Side and West Side Market. Appreciate all three of you today. You've been listening to In Focus.
Anita Peach today. Perfect place to get him. You got some O'Henry's left? Yeah. Of course you do. Riley County USD 3 Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph District Superintendent Brady Burton joining us tomorrow. Also, we'll talk about some NBAF projects and an honor flight that's coming. That's tomorrow on K-Man.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan.
Keith and some bodies have been found inside.